Unit 9, Literature. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Alice was sitting by the river with her sister, feeling terribly bored. Her sister was reading a book, but Alice had nothing to do. She was thinking about picking some wildflowers when she saw a white rabbit run by. It wasn't strange to see a rabbit. There were many rabbits living near the river. But this rabbit seemed to be talking to itself. Over and over again, it was saying, "Oh dear, I shall be late." Then the rabbit stopped and looked at its watch before hurrying on. Now this was very strange. Alice had never seen a rabbit wearing a watch before. Curious, she stood up and began to follow the rabbit. She chased it across a field and watched as it jumped down a large hole. Without hesitating, Alice followed the rabbit down the hole. If she had stopped to think, she might have wondered how she would get back out. But instead, she jumped right in and began to fall. Either the hole was very deep or Alice was falling very slowly. She had a lot of time to wonder what would happen next. She tried looking down, but it was too dark to see anything. "I wonder how deep I've fallen," she thought. It seemed like miles. Down, down, down. It seemed like the fall would never end. "I must be getting near the center of the earth," she thought. "I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. How funny it'll seem to come out among the people that walk with their heads downward." And then suddenly, she landed with a thump in a pile of dry leaves. Her fall was finally over.
Further reading. Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland is about a girl named Alice who falls down a rabbit hole and finds herself in a fantasy land filled with unusual imaginary creatures. Although the story sounds like pure fiction, it was actually inspired by real life. In 1856, Carroll became friends with three sisters named Lorena, Alice, and Edith. Over the next few years, he spent a lot of time with the girls, making up stories to entertain them. One was about a girl named Alice and the fantastic adventures she had underground. Lorena and Edith appeared in the story as well. Alice loved the story so much that she asked Carroll to write it down. Before publishing the script, Carroll had illustrator John Tenniel draw pictures for the book. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland was an instant success. Today it has been translated into 125 languages and remains a favorite tale among children and adults alike.